Welcome to Homeschool Insights, the show that brings you biblical homeschool encouragement in under 10 minutes. I'm your host, Yvette Hampton. Homeschool Insights is sponsored by CTC Math. If you're looking for a great online math program, visit ctcmath.com and try it for free. Now on to the show.
Okay, I think this is number 5 or 6 or something in there. And it's books. Homeschool conventions are the place to go for books. Most of them have used curriculum sales. Mm-hmm. And are there two things that homeschool moms love more besides books and a good deal?
And chocolate.
And they usually will have that there too at the used curriculum sale. And then also vendors come in with all of their curriculum books. So you mm-hmm. can, I am one of those moms that looking at it online, I can't do it. Yep. I got to touch it. I got to flip through the pages.
Yep.
So you can see all the books there. You can touch them, feel them. And you can often talk to the vendors who can tell you a lot about them. So that's another good reason.
Yeah. Which by the way, really quickly, speaking of books, we are learning more and more that most companies, it used to be where they would bring stacks and stacks and boxes of their curriculum to conventions. Mm-hmm. Parents would purchase what they want there at the convention, and they would walk around with their, you know, rolling bags or suitcases or, you know, whatever, and go home with, you know, 600 pounds of books. But now what many of these companies are doing is they will have several of their books to look at and to flip through and to talk through with the parents. And then they'll offer free shipping, a lot of them, or at least some kind of discounted shipping. And so you can just purchase it there and they'll just ship it to your house and you don't even have to worry about, you know, trekking back home with it. So I think that's great. I love that they're doing that because it gives, it just gives you the freedom of not having to carry it around, which there's something exciting and fun about doing that. But I think I like that a lot of the different publishers and companies are doing that now.
I agree. I like that too. And also one thing about buying books at the convention is you often get a discount by purchasing it there or, you know, even if they ship it online. And number two, it does support your state, your state organization because it supports them. That means it supports you. That means it supports your freedoms. It supports your, you know, legislative, your state. So if you can purchase it there, I mean, that's the key is purchase it there as much as you can. So, four more. Okay. We got to hurry. encouragement and inspiration. I will give you a money back guarantee right now. Your money for what you paid to listen to this podcast, not what you paid to go to the convention. If you do not walk away encouraged and inspired, you will listen to speakers. You will talk to other moms. You will find your people. And you will leave encouraged, inspired, and a completely refreshed and renewed vision of what God has called you to do. And that's just a promise. You will. Yeah. It's that right there is worth it. And often they're in the spring. And so then it powers you or the beginning of the summer, it powers you through the end and it gets you super excited for the next year. So, another great reason. It's an awesome opportunity. If you're a sold out, committed homeschool mom that's been doing this forever, it's a great way to pass it on. It's a really wonderful way to take somebody new, somebody that's considering homeschooling, someone that said, I never would, take them with you. The Hamptons are an example of people that would never, and then they went to a convention. It was literally a state homeschool convention that sold them and saved their kids from the public school system. Yes. I mean, they're that powerful. So don't just go for you, but take another family, take another mom, take another dad, and make it a great weekend to minister to another family who's thinking about it. So an opportunity to pass it on.
Yep.
Fellowship. There's a lot of fellowship there. I can't tell you what it feels like to be in a giant place with people that I feel like in life, I'm constantly defending my choice. I'm having to give reasons. I'm having to prove myself as to why I'm doing what I'm doing. And when you go to a homeschool convention, you can just let all of that down. It's kind of like your faith. Yeah. You're constantly fighting for your faith in the world. And then you go to church and you're like, here we are together, the body, you know? Yeah. And it's like that with homeschool. You go to a homeschool convention and you're like, I don't have to justify or prove myself to anybody here. We're all doing this for the same reason. And it's exciting. And you meet friends year after year. And then the last one we kind of touched on, and it's a great opportunity. Most of them have a kids program. Yep. So it's a really, really cool opportunity for your kids to come together with the bigger picture, the bigger crowd of homeschool. And it's like a camp for the kid, you know? So that's another great reason is to give your kids a really awesome, bigger picture homeschool opportunity.
Yeah. Oh, so many good reasons. And there are so many more. I mean,
so many more.
Conventions are just fun. And I know some people get overwhelmed at the big crowds. You know, if you're going to a large convention, some conventions are very small.
Right.
Just find one that fits your family. Many states, not all, but many state organizations put on conventions. Mm-hmm. If you go to the Homeschool Freedom website, and I'll put the link to that in the show notes, but if you go to homeschoolfreedom.com, there's a page on there that has a list of a bunch of the different conventions in the country that are going on this spring and summer. So see if you can find one that is within a, you know, reasonable driving distance for you. And just plan to go. They're so worth it, you guys. I promise you. Some people think, I don't need conventions. If you haven't been to one, then you don't quite understand. It's kind of like having kids, where some people are like, I don't really need kids. And then you and have then you a kid have and you're like, oh, they're such a blessing and they're so wonderful.
I think you don't realize what you're missing till you go. But also to free some of you, if it's not your season, if you have two toddlers and a baby and leaving your kids, that's okay. It wasn't my season for many, many years. And it is my season now. So again, pray about it, because if you go and it's not the best place for you to be, then it's not going to be great. And the second thing is, you know, going as a couple is powerful. It's awesome. It's amazing. I can promise your husband's going to get something out of it, but moms, ask him and then lay it at the feet of Jesus and pray, because do not pressure. Do not let it be a point of contention. Do not let bitterness grow. Don't go upset. At that point, grab a group of moms and go and come home and be refueled to love your husband and bring home what you brought. But I've seen too many women go mad and bitter because their husbands aren't there, or their husbands are drug along and it's not a great opportunity. So make the convention yours, do what's best for your family, do what's best for your marriage, and take from it what you will.
Thanks for joining us for Homeschool Insights. For more great homeschool inspiration and resources, listen to the Schoolhouse Rocked podcast every Monday, Wednesday, and Thursday. And be sure to watch the film Schoolhouse Rocked: The Homeschool Revolution.